This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is radio station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock, Standard War Time, Friday, May 7th, 1943. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. This is Jack McKenna reminding you that rumors aid the Axis. Lou Martin is standing by with the latest shortwave radio war reports in the Pacific, Europe, and here at home. Stand by. We have big news. The Dione quintuplets are in the United States bound for Superior. And a special treat, we have the very first recordings of Captain Glenn Miller and his orchestra with his all-star military band. I can't wait. The news is sponsored by Siegel Brothers. All wool suits and topcoats starting at $29 at Siegel Brothers, where there is no rationing of courtesy. Now, Lou Martin, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. A special train is on its way to Superior, carrying the Dione family and the Quint's first trip out of Canada. We'll have all the details, but first, the latest war news from our correspondents around the globe. We begin with what may be the collapse of the German Afrika Korps. Come in, Edward Kennedy in North Africa.
Allied Headquarters, North Africa here. Correspondent Edward B. Kennedy with the combat troops in Tunisia reporting. Deep penetrations through collapsing enemy positions have brought the British First Army within 14 miles of the Tunis City Hall. General Sir Harold Alexander, Deputy Commander of Ground Forces, declared in the order of the day that the final phase of the African campaign is at hand and we will push the enemy into the sea. Berlin Radio is admitting that a decision is approaching in Tunisia with Nazi forces outnumbered 10 to 1. The infantry lead the spearhead, taking the high ground and wiping out anti-tank positions. That made it possible for General Bernard Montgomery's tanks to take the lead. The armored column was engaged, 60 German tanks, but the Nazis were not able to stop this steamroller attack to Tunis. The Germans were routed. Many soldiers surrendered, including some of the Afrika Korps elite troops. American troops to the north also report stunning progress, smashing within 9 miles of Bizerte in northern Tunisia. This offensive began yesterday and continued into the night as American and British troops advanced. U.S. troops have captured more than 1,000 German soldiers in the past 2 days. This is Edward B. Kennedy calling the South Pacific, calling Allied headquarters in Australia. Come in, Daryl Berrigan.
Allied headquarters, Australia here. General MacArthur's headquarters, Daryl Berrigan speaking. The lifeline of food and supplies from America across the Pacific to the island nation of Australia continues, but it is not without casualties. Jap subs torpedoed 5 Allied cargo vessels, including 1 American ship. All 81 sailors on board were rescued. General MacArthur's staff estimates only about 2% of goods shipped to Australia is lost to Jap attacks. Meanwhile, new victories are being reported in New Guinea. The northern part of New Guinea is occupied by Nipponese forces. Yesterday, Allied ground troops took the village of Babdubi, just 5 miles from Salamua. Fighter planes hit Jap forces entrenched in Mubu, just south of Salamua. This is Allied headquarters, Australia, calling Moscow, calling Eddie Gilmore in Moscow.
Soviet Russia here, Allied headquarters in Moscow reporting. Eddie Gilmore speaking. The Red Army is smashing forward in increasingly violent battles as they march through the Caucasus and the Kuban River Valley. Soviet Russia reports 10,000 Germans killed as the Red Army drives a wedge between Romanian and German forces. As in 1941 when it launched Operation Barbarossa, and in 1942 when it began a devastating counterattack to push the Soviet troops back to Moscow, the Germans are flooding in new troops to the region. The difference is there is no Red Army retreat this time. German prisoners of war tell the Soviets that Nazi officers are under orders to shoot any soldier who retreats. So the going is slow and bloody in the fields and plains of Belorussia. Reporting from Moscow, this is Eddie Gilmore speaking.
A group of 12 people in California has been convicted of seditious activities. The 10 men and 2 women were found guilty of opposing the Selective Service draft, discouraging people from buying war bonds, and asserting reports by the U.S. that Japanese subs had attacked the West Coast were just propaganda by U.S. warlords. They face up to 20 years in prison. The best way to get good armaments production is to treat manufacturers fairly, but not to be afraid to knock a few heads together. That's the recommendation from the Senate's Truman Committee to the War Production Board. Led by Missouri Senator Harry S. Truman, the committee is investigating price gouging and labor unrest in the war industry. Siegel Brothers News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word or two from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou. There is no rationing of courtesy at Siegel's. Because things are now scarcer than buyers, is no reason why customers should not get the same friendly, helpful service as always. At least that's how we feel about it here at Siegel Brothers. We've always believed a customer is entitled not only to his money's worth, but to sincere help in making a good selection and the best of care and fitting. Selection example, all wool quality suits and topcoats, just $29.50 and up. Siegel's finer quality suits and topcoats, $40 and up. And zipper sport jackets, $5.95 to $9.95. And I could go on and on, but I don't have the time. And if you have the time, get to Siegel Brothers as soon as you can. 1120 1722 Tower Avenue in Superior.
An Ashland man has been wounded in action in North Africa. Private Joseph Simanko, son of Mr. and Mrs. John Simanko of 3rd Avenue East, was shot April the 8th while in combat. His condition has not been revealed. Private Simanko joined the U.S. forces a year ago and has been overseas in the infantry for the past 8 months. A mass enlistment drive by the U.S. Navy's Waves and Spars will be held tomorrow in the Eagles Club in Superior. City Administrator George Dietrich will welcome the Navy Board. The Reverend Alphonse Kress will deliver the invocation. All women who pass the physical examination will be sworn into the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard at that ceremony. The days of a Wisconsin candidate running for office under more than one political party may be numbered. John Powell has the story from the state capitol.
Running for office under more than one political party was a successful strategy used in 1938 to beat Progressive Party politicians. In fact, Governor Walter Goodland made a political comeback in 1938 doing just that. At 75 years old, he ran for lieutenant governor in the Democratic and Republican primaries. He won both primaries and then ran as a Republican with Julius Heil. The strategy unseated longtime Progressive Governor Phil La Follette. Mr. Goodland won re-election as lieutenant governor in 1940 and 42 and became governor when governor-elect Orland Loomis died last December, a month after his election. Now Senate Republicans have approved an anti-coalition bill requiring people to choose one party. Governor Goodland is expected to sign the measure. The Senate also approved a bill requiring out-of-state companies to pay a $10 annual fee to sell fire insurance. And the Senate killed a bill that would have allowed the sale of powdered skim milk products in packets under 10 pounds. With the Capitol Report, this is John Powell reporting from Madison.
Fire losses in Duluth totaled more than $100,000 last month, 15 times higher than a year ago, April of 1942. Duluth Fire Chief C.D. Goldsmith said the reason is the $90,000 fire which destroyed the Flame restaurant, last month.
If they rebuild that restaurant, Lou, they might want to give it another name.
Well, thank you, Jack. Now the story that everyone is waiting for. The Dionne quintuplets are rolling towards Superior, expected to arrive tomorrow morning. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson is on the story.
I've never heard the town buzzing as it is today, Lou. The world's only quints left their home of North Bay, Ontario at 4 o'clock this morning with lots of security. Their special train, called Glen Elijah, is protected by a heavy police guard, including the vaunted Canadian Mounted Police. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, the Quints crossed the border at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, marking the first time that they left the Dominion of Canada. The exact arrival time in Superior tomorrow morning is being kept a secret, but the Glen Elijah will pull directly into one of the rail yards here. Tomorrow, they'll meet the reporters and rest up for what looks to be a real big day on Sunday for the 8-year-old Miracle Girls, Lou.
Thank you, Mike. Indeed, on Sunday, the sisters, Cecile, Emile, Yvonne, Annette, and Marie, will each christen a victory ship as it's launched at the Walter Butler Shipyards at Superior's waterfront. That event will be carried worldwide on the Columbia Broadcasting System and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Hundreds of photographers and reporters are already in town to capture every moment. We'll also bring you that event live on Sunday.
Our engineer, Joe Gardonio, has been working very, very hard getting ready for it. He's using new words that even I haven't heard.
Well, he'd better get that out of his system, because we wouldn't want these young innocents exposed to that kind of a thing.
I'm not all that young and innocent, and I didn't like hearing it. Is that the news, Lou?
That's the news, Jeff.
Lou Martin with the 6 o'clock news, the best doggone newsman in the shipyard. Let's check out our weather from the United States Weather Bureau for this Friday night, May the 7th, 1943. Continued chilly tonight. Expect a low around 30 degrees. And that, thanks to war censorship, is all I can say.
Still unhappy about that, even after a year and a half?
I can't even say what's up for tomorrow, Lou. Today's high was 57 degrees, down from Thursday's high of 61. Part of a trend, wouldn't you say, Louis?
You think that you're being clever, don't you?
Oh, no. It's Friday night. We've worked hard this whole week. A lot of you folks have to go back to work tomorrow. Too bad. That 6-day work week is hard, but it's important for the war effort, and we thank you. To show we mean it, let's play one of your favorites from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. But folks, this is real special. These are his first recordings since he went into the service of Uncle Sam. Here's Captain Glenn Miller and his American band of the Allied Expeditionary Forces with American Patrol on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. boy wasn't that great, folks. Captain Glenn Miller and his AEF band and American Patrol. We'll be featuring this just-released music tonight on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. Stop by M&C Gas Station for your favorite cigarettes. Chesterfields, Raleigh's, Camels, and Lucky's. Two packs for 29 cents. A carton for $1.45. Why pay more? Visit Mr. Perrin at M&C Gas Station at Catlin and Belknap and 20th and Tower Avenue in Superior. We have this special public service announcement from C.T. Ripley of the Quint Day Safety Committee. Mr. Ripley is asking everyone to leave their car home on Sunday to prevent traffic congestion. We need plenty of parking for all of the visitors we're going to have, so please use public transportation on Sunday. In Lou's case, he should just leave his car in a garage and save the city embarrassment.
I'm listening, Jack.
Oh, on with the music then, friends. Gather around that old Philco just for you from Captain Glenn Miller and his Allied Expeditionary Forces Band. Let's enjoy with My Head in the Clouds. Sounds familiar to me. For all you flyboys out there on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
A flyer think of when he's up there in the sky? Ask any army pilot and he'll answer with a sigh.
That's while I'm there in the air with my head in the cloud, I think of someone I love, and I know down below he is thinking of me. While I am up there above,
when the night is clear and the bombardier drops a bomb that's wired for sound.
Bounce away! How I yearn to return with my head in the clouds to the one I love on the ground.
Captain Glenn Miller and his orchestra, his American military band, and with my head in the clouds. Good stuff, folks.
Let me introduce a guest, Jack.
Well, you're going to have to hold on to him for a couple of minutes, old buddy. We've got the one and only Rapid Ray Paulson up with the sports now.
Well, thank you, Jake. I don't mind waiting to let Lou's guest on.
It's Draft Board Chairman Colonel Raffley.
Now, Rapid Ray Paulson with the sporting news.
You're right. Okay.
Well, since I'm too old to be drafted, I'll say, good evening, sport fans. The first call for ball players for Superior's entry into the Northern League has gone out from manager George Treadwell. The draft has decimated baseball's minor leagues, including the Class C Northern League. So most of this season's Superior Blues will be from Superior State Teachers College, Shipyard, and other war plant workers. Treadwell himself will be playing. And it looks like some of the older former Northern Leaguers will be back. I've caught wind that Mark Almet, hero of Superior's old Hislop Park, wants to come back to the head of the lakes to work in one of the war works and play ball. Remember, they even had a Mark Almond Day at Hislop Park in the 30s. Tryouts are tomorrow night at Municipal Stadium. If you can toss a seat or hit a pee, by all means, show up at 6 o'clock. Hold on to your pigskin, folks. The Green Bay Packers are training for war work. That's right. Packers coach Curly Lambeau says there is no reason his players can't work day jobs in war production and then play football on Sundays. They'd probably work at the nearby Sturgeon Bay shipyard. Coach Lambeau and National Professional Football League Commissioner Elmer Layden believe this is a plan that could work for all the National League teams and help out old Uncle Sam. Well, this is Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, Ray. I was just wondering, with the war and all, do you think they'll start rationing hot dogs at the ballpark?
Well, what do you think of Spam dogs?
No, say it ain't so, Ray. Say it ain't so. Well, I need cheering up, and there's no one who can do that as well as Captain Glenn Miller and his AEF band. Brand new. There'll be a hot time in the old town of Berlin tonight on station KUWS.
When they take old Berlin,
there'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin
to take the joint apart and tear it down. When they take old Berlin,
they're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change the hive to what you know, Joe.
There'll be a hot time in
when the Yanks go marching in.
Loud, how you gonna keep them happy down on the farm after they've seen Berlin?
Poor Adolf,
when they go marching in.
Sweet Himmler,
after they've seen Berlin.
Oh, Goering,
whoa, what did you believe?
Gabby Goebbels, after they take Berlin, we'll go Heil, right into Führer's face.
Brand new music of Captain Glenn Miller and his allied military band in the service of Uncle Sam. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin tonight. Boy, that's a good one for everyone's morale, Spam dogs or not.
You know, McKenna, every single time I'm here, you're whining about this or you're whining about that. Now you're whining about Spam dogs. Well, I'll have you know, Spam is quite a luxury when you compare it to the food we had to eat while fighting the Kaiser in WW1.
Let me introduce Douglas County Draft Board number 2 Chairman, Raffaele.
No, that's Colonel Raffaele. Now, look, guys, we've been friends over the years, right?
We can depend on your advice anytime.
Whether we ask for it or not.
Now, that's the spirit. That's it. And I'm glad to give it to you, by gall. So, I was just thinking, this thing with the Quints on Sunday. Now, you guys are going to be right up front, right next to the little darlings now, aren't you?
Uh-oh.
As a matter of fact, we're building a special platform for our live broadcast for the Quint's christening of the ships.
Well, so now you're gonna need some expert commentary about these launchings from a veteran of the big war. And no one knows more about war than Black Jack Pershing's devil dogs. So, I'm here to tell you I'm your man.
Well, Colonel, that's mighty nice of you to offer, but I understand that platform only has so much space, and our engineers are having fits right now to get enough room for all the equipment.
And old Raffy will scare the Quints right back to North Bay, Ontario, Lou.
No, I heard that, McKenna.
Uh-oh.
I know I can be gruff around you. You know, the thing is, you bring out the gruff in me.
Jack's been known to do that over the years. Teachers, nurses, temperance union people, bankers.
Hey!
Real estate dealers, car salesmen, mayors, nuns.
No, that's just not true. I like nuns. And nuns like me. Unless they have long rulers.
A long ruler is called a yardstick, McKenna. Well, the point is, the old colonel here will be on his best behavior. I'm getting out my old uniform and everything, and...
Well, I don't know.
Pretty please?
I think that has the opposite effect I think you'd like to think it has, Ed. You know what I mean.
What in the name of... What are you rumbling about?
Okay, Colonel. Come and join us on Sunday.
But be nice to the Mounties.
Oh, I'll be good. I'll be good. You can be sure of that. Best behavior. See you guys.
I'm nervous.
Well, then you shouldn't have let Colonel Raffley on with us.
That's not what's making me nervous.
Well, what then?
I understood what you meant when you said that I think that you'd think that think thing.
You know what they say about great minds thinking alike, Lou.
I just hope it doesn't hold true for confused minds.
On with the music, friends. Here's more of that brand new music from Captain Glenn Miller and his Allied Expeditionary Force military band. This is his theme song, as you've never heard it before. Moonlight Serenade on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Glenn Miller and his Allied Military Band. And remember, folks, that's the first time in England that Glenn Miller used violins in his arrangements. And that was Moonlight Serenade on station KUWS. Hey, folks, the Svea and Freja Holding Company is having a dance tomorrow night at the Vasa Temple. The old-time orchestra is playing. You know you'll hear all your Scandinavian favorites. Just 40 cents to get in, and everyone is welcome.
The Elks Club is having a big Quince weekend also. They're holding an open house. There'll be music by Roy Reed and his orchestra tomorrow night, and a lunch buffet Sunday night. Members, bring your out-of-town guests.
Tune in tomorrow, folks. We'll have all the goings on. And when it's all over, the ships are launched and the Quince head back north. You can tune back into your old friend, the Philco Radio, on Sunday night. Start your evening with Jack Benny at 6 o'clock, Bandwagon at 6:30, Charlie McCarthy at 7, and One Man's Family at 7:30.
All in the comfort of your living room.
In the bosom of your family.
Safe and sound.
The lights down low.
And plenty of spam dogs.
Oof-ta. That just about ruined everything, Lou. Tune in tomorrow night, folks, same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and the spam dogs don't bite you. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna signing off and reminding you to buy war bonds.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan is played by Paul Guggenheimer. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.